Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think when you reflect back, you always reflect back on how you got to find ways to be better. Like, we didn't do what we wanted to do, and that falls on me. I have to do a better job. And so I don't think like that. I'm so excited when our guys have success. I loved seeing Josh, you know, win MVP. I love seeing our guys in the Pro Bowl. I love seeing our guys rewarded with contracts. That's them, you know, and they get rewarded for it. I have to continue to find ways for us to get better. That's not just focusing on the things that we did bad. We have to find out what we did well last year and making sure that, you know, when teams are studying us and figuring us out, that we're continuing to evolve from that standpoint as well.
That is Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. He met with the media on Tuesday. No more media this week for Bills OTAs. The Bills are back on the field today. No media. They had a community day yesterday. Went to like 12 different schools. I saw the posts on social media. Very, very cool. See those kids jumping for joy and seeing some of the players get in, you know, get involved with them. Very, very cool. But they will be back on the field today. No media. Media back next week for all of mandatory minicamp, which is next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And of course, a lot of eyes will be on James Cook and whether or not, well, maybe eyes will be on him. Maybe not. We'll see if James Cook actually shows up. Here to talk more about it is our buddy Alex Brasky. He is the editor at Bills Digest and the sports editor at Batavia Daily. And Alex, as you know, I'm out here in Rochester today. I know you are the sports editor at Batavia Daily. It's not quite Rochester. It's kind of in between Buffalo and Rochester. How often do you get over here to this side, to Rochester?
Yeah, hey, Phil. Thanks for having me. Nice to see you in the Gene Battaglia studios
today. Yeah.
Those are some really nice digs there, but yeah, I get to Rochester quite a lot. I cover Section 5 sports as part of my duties at the Batavia Daily News. So a lot of that is based in Rochester, particularly now this time of year when it comes to sectionals. So I get out to Rochester quite often. Me and Gene hang out every once in a while, and it's really a great place to be. There's great golf courses, great food, and great nightlife as well in Rochester. It's really an underrated part of the state. There are some questionable parts of Rochester, as I'm sure you read about in the newspapers, but the really nice parts of Rochester really let that city shine.
Yeah, I agree about the golf. We know that when we're out here at training camp, no doubt. And of course, St. John Fisher does it right, right? I mean, we're talking about training camp today, but just we're around the corner from the Bills coming back here. It's been announced they'll be back here. I mean, my assumption is they'll be back here again next year, you know, as the new stadium is kind of just opening, and then we'll see where it goes. But I think the Bills have really liked this relationship out here at St. John Fisher. I mean, I don't know what the future necessarily holds. It just seems like this is really conducive to what they want to do, what they want to accomplish. And even when, Alex, we had heard rumblings that maybe it wouldn't happen, they kept telling us, no, we love it, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, and they keep doing it.
And I think the big thing is when your quarterback, your MVP quarterback for that matter, embraces it the way that Josh Allen has over the years, every time you ask him about St. John Fisher, he speaks glowingly about the camp staff, the school staff there, just every part of training camp at St. John Fisher. So I think when the head of the snake embraces it the way that Josh Allen does, it becomes a much easier sell for Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean for the rest of the players. I'm sure a lot of players would much rather be in the friendly confines of their own homes, not be an hour and a half away from Buffalo. But I think there's a lot to be gained from the kind of close setting that you have at St. John Fisher. Obviously, the players staying in the dorms, the walk to the practice field every day, the routine that you get into over those 2-3 weeks. So I think that there's a lot to be gained, and I think that they've seen the benefits from the atmosphere there at St. John Fisher. And it's also a great thing for the fans. I think it would be one thing to have the fans inside the stadium, but to have the ability to kind of peruse around the grounds there at St. John Fisher, do some of the games that they have set up near the entrance there, the gift shop and everything like that. I think it's a great atmosphere overall for the players as well as the fans. And with the new stadium, it seems like they may bring training camp back there in the future, but I'd love to see it stay in Rochester.
Speaking of training camp, on the field obviously is where we'll be focused once they get there. Hard Knocks cameras will be there, but also players will be fighting for jobs. I just asked my listeners what they're looking forward to as far as camp battles. There's not a ton on this roster, a mostly intact roster, but where do your eyes go when you're talking about maybe some jobs up in the air when we get to St. John Fisher?
Yeah, I think the easy one is obviously the cornerback 2 position. And my podcast last night, I incessantly referred to it as the cornerback 1 position. I don't know why I had that on my mind. But with Max Harrison and Tre'Davious White particularly and Dane Jackson, those three fighting for that job. But I think beyond that, I'm really interested to see the wide receiver position beyond Khalil Shakir. Can Keon Coleman really lock down that wide receiver 2 role? Can Joshua Palmer fit in seamlessly to this unit? And then what does Curtis Samuel have to offer in his second year, along with Elijah Moore in his first year with the team, those two speed guys? Can the Bills finally implement a player with that skill set quickly? Something that I think that they failed to do over the years. You saw them bring in Mac Hollins, and he really ingratiated himself really well. But I think that was a different circumstance and somewhat out of necessity when you lost Keon Coleman. So I think Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore, those two could really be the keys to unlocking this passing game. And that's not to say that it had any sign of struggle last year. He averaged over 30 points per game. You have Josh Allen win the MVP. I think their everybody eats mentality did very well for them a season ago. But I think come playoff time against teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, you need players like Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore to win down the field. And if they're able to implement those players a little bit better than, let's say, a Deontay Hardy a few years ago, even a Trent Sherfield, I think that could really take this passing game to the next level come playoff time, and particularly against those teams like the Chiefs.
Have a tweeter tweets in. Josh says, hey, listening to your show while I'm working. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate that. And make sure you get back to work, pal. But listen, he said, not able to call in, but the odd man out will be defensive end A.J. Epenesa. He's had flashes, but never really developed too much. That's an area I want to ask you about. Obviously, with Hoyt's suspension, they're going to wind up keeping an extra guy, but there still might be another spot there where you just don't know. You have Russo, Bosa, Epenesa, Javon Solomon, Landon Jackson, Michael Hoyt comes back. There's not enough room for everybody there, Alex.
Yeah, but I think with the changeover at that position, I think you need to rely on A.J. Epenesa's consistency. He has not been that top of the food chain player for the Bills on the edge, certainly not a game wrecker out there. I think Greg Rousseau is your closest thing to a game wrecker on the edge, but Epenesa has been a good soldier for this team. He's provided some quality play, and you don't know what you're going to get from Joey Bosa. He's already on the mend. And then you mentioned all those players trying to fit in really their first year, all of them in new roles, even a Javon Solomon, his second year with the team. If he's able to latch on, he'd be in an increased role this year. So I think you need to rely on the consistency of A.J. Epenesa at the very least as a fallback plan. If Bosa doesn't work out, and then you don't have Landon Jackson or somebody else really take the bull by the horns in that competition for a depth spot. So I like what I've seen from Michael Hoyt and Landon Jackson, albeit it is during OTAs. They're not wearing pads, so it is tough to take much away from the defensive offensive line. But if you just look at their measurables and the way that they run around during drills, these are two players with athletic profiles, two players that I think can win off the edge for this team and maybe provide a little bit more than Epenesa in that regard. But
that remains to be seen. Hoyt out for the first six games. Landon Jackson, a rookie in this league. So I think they're going to have to work into those roles. And I think I heard you mention it on Always Game Day in Buffalo. I've also been impressed by Javon Solomon. Even going back to last year, he just seems to be a player that nothing really phases him. He may not have the size and the strength that some of his teammates have, but I really like his technique on the edge, and I think if he's able to kind of find his niche this year, he could be a player that could also give this group a boost.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What do you think happens at wide receiver? We just talked about it a little bit briefly, but do you think it's a kind of a, I guess the way I put it, and I'd like to ask you what you think about this. The five, I said I'd be surprised if they aren't on the team as of right now, Shakir, Coleman, Palmer, Samuel Moore. Is there room for someone to crack that?
I think only Tyrell Shavers. He had a really nice catch in week two of OTAs. And I think they like what they see from him. And he's just a grinder. He's a guy that puts his nose down. I don't think you'll ever hear him complain. He's just someone who does his job. So I would give him an outside chance. Obviously, Caden Prather, the rookie, has a nice skill set, but a seventh rounder, I think he's probably more set for the practice squad. I think those five, as you mentioned, probably pretty safe, although who knows? Laviska Shenault, he's also made a few plays during practices and maybe some special teams capability there. So I would see it as those five as well, but maybe an outside chance of Shavers and Laviska Shenault. I just don't see a Jalen Virgil, a KJ Hamler, or anybody like that making a surprise run at a position. I think you bring in Joshua Palmer, Keon Coleman in his second year, Samuel, I think they're excited what he can offer being healthy. And then just watching Elijah Moore out there, he is just a fluid athlete. He almost looks different than every other Bills receiver. I guess I could compare him to Curtis Samuel somewhat, but just the way he gets through his breaks, the way he creates his speed downfield, it's very impressive to watch. And Tre'Davious White, unprompted the other day, said, Elijah Moore is going to be a big-time player for us. So I think the players in that locker room are expecting Elijah Moore to do a lot, and I think fans are as well.
No Josh Allen at OTAs. He got married last week, so at OTAs on Tuesday. We got to see what the offense looked like without him. It was obviously noticeably different. One thing I noticed was just guys not getting rid of the ball quick enough, pass rush getting home. But I tweeted that, and it really prompted an interesting discussion and response from a lot of Bills fans saying, they don't think that the Bills have done a good enough job of addressing backup quarterback. Now, my response to that is I don't know what else you want a team to do. You have to look around the league. Backup quarterbacks just don't grow on trees. Most teams, as Thad Brown said on this show yesterday, some teams can't find starting quarterbacks, let alone a backup quarterback. But do you think the Bills have done enough behind Josh Allen or maybe should have been developing or should develop a draft pick here?
Before they brought in Mike White during Mitch Trubisky's injury trouble last year, I can't remember exactly what it was. I want to say it was lower body. But before they brought in Mike White, I probably would have said no. I haven't loved what I've seen from Mitch Trubisky during his time on the field over the past few years. That being said, as Thad mentioned, I mean, it's tough to find starting quarterbacks, let alone a backup quarterback on a team. But I think with Mike White and Mitch Trubisky, I think there's going to be somewhat of a battle for that QB2 spot. I think you save a little bit of money if you part ways with Mitch Trubisky. Obviously, he has that great relationship with Josh Allen, so you have to keep that in mind. But I think Mitch Trubisky and Mike White are two adequate backup quarterbacks. I wouldn't rate them near the top of the league, but I think, although I haven't liked what I've seen from Mitch Trubisky, he's an experienced player. He's a player who was drafted high in the draft and who's been through the rigors of an NFL season, so I don't think anything's going to faze him. And Mike White has put forth some explosive performances throughout his career, so I would even be more excited about him in a backup role, kind of as a maybe a Ryan Fitzpatrick light, somebody who can come in and catch lightning in a bottle for this team. I think that's what you would be looking for if Josh Allen were to miss a game or two. So I think that's another camp battle. That'll be a one that probably isn't going to be talked about that much, but that QB2 role, I don't think it's a sure thing that Mitch Trubisky is going to take those reins. I think Mike White has ingratiated himself well, and we'll see what those two have to offer come training camp.
I agree. I also think MLB2 is maybe not even a battle, because I think Joe Andreessen is set to win that job, especially after Bill Inspector is yet out again when we go out to, you know, camp and OTAs the other day, I should say.
Yeah, it's really incredible, right? I feel so bad for some of these players. Their bodies, just the way that they're built. I'm sure he's putting in all the work to keep his body right, and he just cannot stay healthy. These nagging injuries continue to crop up. And when he's been on the field, I think the Bills have been impressed with what Bill Inspector's had to offer. I think he really took himself above some players in the past on the depth chart that people were surprised that he was able to elevate over. So, the injuries have been a struggle for him. And Edifon Ulufosio in his second year, I don't think there's been enough there to think that he could compete for that role. So Joe Andreessen, a good opportunity to fill in as a depth player. And, hey, that preseason game that he had last year, I think that showed that there are some flashes there that you might be able to get a diamond in the rough. So Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, Dorian Williams, I think three strong linebackers. I've really been impressed with Dorian Williams throughout OTAs. Like I said, it's no pads and physicality is a part of his game, but something I've been impressed with is his ability in coverage. I think he struggled in coverage early in his career, but I think he had a near interception of Josh Allen, I think it was week one, and then this past week he had a pass defense. So he's looked good in coverage, and the depth is somewhat of a concern, but with Milano and Bernard, someone who, in addition to Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid, I think Bernard has put on a little bit of weight this offseason. So I think with those three and then whatever you can get out of Andreessen, I think that's a good group.
He is a bit thicker than Taylor Rapp, but I always confuse them now because he wears 8 and Rapp wears 9. I go out to OTAs and I'm like, twice or three times now, I've literally confused Taylor Rapp and Terrell Bernard because Bernard switched to 8, number 8.
Right, and they kind of run around the same, too.
Yeah.
They're very, very aggressive, savvy players, read their keys, and yeah, it's certainly confusing with these number changes each and every year. You got, I forget who's number 43 out there now, but every time I look around and see his old number, I'm like, who is that?
Is that Jamarcus Ingram, 40? No, he's 46, 43. Is that Dorian Strong, right, 43?
There you go.
Wearing that, there you go. Yeah, see, I get it. Like, these guys changing numbers. Real quick, before I let you go, the James Cook situation, it's going to be ratcheted up next week. How much, like, what does it mean in the big picture, whether he's there or not there, taking both scenarios next week for you?
I don't think it's a big deal in terms of that locker room and how they view him. I don't think they would be concerned, but I think the fan base, the concerns would start to be ratcheted up. Once you start to miss mandatory sessions, the fines start coming. I think if he misses all three sessions, he can be fined upwards of $94,000. And once training camp comes around, I think that number is $50,000 per day. So I think this is where the rubber meets the road for James Cook, and whether or not we see, is he really going to play hardball, or is he just trying to make a point here this off season? So it hasn't been any concern quite yet because it's all been voluntary and he's had an excuse built in to his absences. But once you start missing the mandatory sessions, especially with a team that's instilled a culture of everybody showing up for everything, I think that's when it will become obvious that James Cook is not happy, and we'll see how it plays out in the future. But I think when it comes down to it, I think at the end of the day, we're going to see James Cook back in Buffalo. He has no leverage in this situation, and if he sits out an entire year, there's no way he gets the money he's looking for. So he has to come back. He has to play. The Bills know that. He knows that. But at the same time, I can kind of understand why a player in his position would want to make this point.
Alex, what do you got going on at Bills Digest and Batavia Daily?
Yeah, all my Bills coverage at thedailynewsonline.com. Each time the Bills have practice, we do observations and maybe some thoughts from the podium. Right here, right now, our podcast is back weekly. You can find that on all your audio platforms as well as YouTube, and I stream it live on Twitter as well. And then Bills Digest pre-training camp issue on July 14th, and really looking forward to training camp. Like I said, I love getting out to Rochester. Park Ave is really my spot in the summertime. It's a great place. You can walk. There's bars there. There's places to eat. There's a Pittsburgh Dairy on Park Ave as well. So there's a lot of good stuff in Rochester, and I'm looking forward to playing Ravenwood as well, one of the best public golf courses in New York.
Yeah, I got a lot of them out there. All right, buddy, I'll see you very soon. I'll see you tomorrow, I think, right? I should probably see you tomorrow, I guess.
And absolutely, then Bills Media Golf Tournament.
Looking yeah, for sure.
Me, John Acosta, Dom Tibbetts, and Xavier Jefferson going for the title.
All right. That is throwing down the hammer. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, thanks a lot for doing this today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, you got it. That is Alex Brasky. You can follow him on Twitter at Alex Brasky. Very, very simple. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Touch on last night, what happened. NHL Stanley Cup Finals began, but also quickly then moved to getting Gene Battaglia here in his own studios and the Fan Rochester. That's where I am today in our Odyssey Rochester studios on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.